Hello, and welcome to Catholicism in the Car. My name is Parker Zirbal. Okay, so I said I was going to talk about the category of relation, and I don't really have much to say about it. Basically, a relation is something that needs reference to for something else for it to be described. So things like over and under, they mean nothing except in relation to something else, except in reference to something else. I don't really know what else there is to say about relation. Some of these categories, they get pretty simple, and I should probably just be reading the categories before I go into these things with you. It's been a few months since I've read it, and I'm realizing how much I don't remember. that's going to be pretty much all I have to say about the category of relation at this point. Before I get into the category of place and time, I want to really go back and look at what he says more directly, because those are two very important things, especially time. From what I remember, his definition of time is kind of fun. The definition of time is controversial throughout history. Is it an actual thing? Is it just a man-made concept? What is it? Yeah. So, anyway. I do have some thoughts. I listened to an audiobook of Martin Heidegger. He was a 20th century German philosopher. Martin Heidegger's essay on technology. Now I'm forgetting the whole name of the essay. But it was on technology. There were a couple things that really stuck out to me in it. He was pointing out, because he wrote this in the 1950s, I think it was 1953, maybe it was 57, in the 1950s he wrote this. He says basically that he uses the Greek words for techne, which is in Greek to describe some sort of a craft or an artisan. It's a word for knowledge, but knowledge in relation to a craft or a skill or an art. Whereas episteme, which is where we get the word for epistemology from, is more like knowledge in the sense of abstract knowledge. So he talks about techne, which is also the root of our word technology, technology is knowledge about some sort of craft. It's a type of knowledge about some sort of craft. I use the technology of blacksmithing so that I can do my craft of smithing things out of metal and whatnot. And then he also talks about, in this essay, he talks about contrasting that with in Greek, I think it's the physē, where we get our word physics from, which is more like that which comes to be kind of from itself in a certain sense, that which is more self-referential, whereas techne is it's in relation to another thing. So this does actually, wow, that's awesome. This does kind of come in with our category of relation there in Aristotle a little bit. And one of the things that Heidegger points out is that our use of technology, our use of techne, has gone from using techne to being dependent upon technology. to the point where he thinks we will become so dependent upon it that it will make us really need to rethink a lot of our ontology. So ontology is the study of being, basically. The study of being or the substance, those kind of base concepts within philosophy, ontology. It's a subsection of metaphysics, in my understanding. So he says that we're going to have to reconsider our understanding of being, basically, because as our technology becomes smarter and smarter, and he's really thinking here of like an artificial intelligence, AI, and we're having to deal with a lot of these things in our present context today, our contemporary context. So I found that distinction he makes between the older forms of technology, like, you know, the plow, the, you know, cotton gin. I mean, that has a lot of negative connotations in American history. the wheel, I don't know. Lots of different older forms of technology that weren't computational, I guess you could say, weren't based in like a furthering of mathematics and physics to the point where, and he makes this point that these older forms of technology, physics and mathematics produced them, right? Physics and mathematics produced these older forms of technology. With the newer forms of technology, we're using technology to produce more technology. And this is the problem particularly of the latter 20th century and then now in the 21st century with what's called the digital age, where we are able to use technology to create more technology. And that's the basis of artificial intelligence. That's the basis for this concept of computer learning, where you kind of set something in motion. You set a program in motion, and you set it so that it can make logical conclusions based upon the logic you give it. And this can be a terrifying thing for humanity. Heidegger seems to have a lot of dystopian ideas about what technology will bring for us. I mean, he's not anti-technology. But what he's saying in this essay is we need to be smart and wise about how we not only use the technology we have, but how we develop further technologies in the future. So and so that we do not become dependent on them, as we most certainly have in our modern context.